What is a feminine leadership mastermind? We're answering this question today. Welcome to the School of Embodied Arts podcast. I am your hostess, Jenna Ward, feminine embodiment coach, here for our weekly explorations of living, leading, and coaching as emotionally empowered, sensually alive, and magnetic women. A feminine leadership mastermind is, in short, a collective of creative businesswomen who come together regularly to align the masculine doing, the strategic doing of their passion-based work with feminine feeling depth. And the point of all of this is to actualize, to realize the leader within more fully, and to create success in really sustainable and magnetic ways. If you're unsure if this is for you, then let's start with this question. And fair warning, may sound a little bit cliche, but stick with me here. Is there a sense of an untapped capacity within you? A capacity for more? More of everything, more ease, more pleasure, more flow in the way that you work, maybe more money, more clients, more results in the value that you offer. And second question, are you equal parts excited and sometimes confused about how to actualize that more? How to embody the leader and the businesswoman that you deep down know that you're here to be. I feel you. I believe we're drawn to this work because we know the value of transformation that it holds, and we know that this business is a container for our own epic growth and transformation. Many moons ago, after a full year, a full 12 months of one-on-one client work, I was feeling so drained and really shackled to my business. And I remember this period so well because I was deadly serious about making this passion of mine a success. And yet, I knew that if I wanted this work to flourish into all the freedom and all the ease that I dreamed of when I left my comfortable day job, I knew that I was going to need more than just my coaching skills. In fact, I knew that I needed two additional things. Number one was more entrepreneurial skills and entrepreneurial know-how. And the second was a really freaking ginormous upgrade in what was possible. And I had no idea at that time where I could get those needs met. And this is often the case for those of us who have an amazing skill set and yet find ourselves unexpectedly as entrepreneurs, as businesswomen. It's a totally new world to navigate. Surreptitiously, a girlfriend and a biz peer of mine suggested that I checked out a mastermind. And this mastermind was a yearish long program with a mentor that embodied the same values that I also held. It is incredibly hard to find a mentor who holds the same values as you. I have only had a small handful along my entrepreneurial journey. And as a smart woman, I'm sure you've already noticed you don't vibe with everyone. It's actually rare to find a mentor who holds the personal codes and the business capacity to truly hold you in your own upgrade. I was really fortunate enough to find one of those mentors early on. She was holding the codes, the possibilities, the skills, the upgrades that I needed as an entrepreneur, and a whole heap more that I didn't even know that I needed yet. And it was risky as to make the decision to work with her because it meant overseas travel. And if I remember correctly, this was quite a while ago now, I'm sure there were at least two different credit cards involved. But I trusted that investing in my own business was going to yield a big return on investment, a big ROI. Our culture sees that investing in yourself is kind of risky. But yet at the same time, we're all okay with taking out loans for new cars and other shit that our soul doesn't really need. I chose to invest my money in myself, in placing my money where my belief was, in my business's capacity to create success. And looking back now, I can see, actually hand on heart, it is one of the quickest returns on investment that I've ever made. In fact, the cash that that investment created, the cash that my business then went on to create, actually became a significant chunk of my family's now home, our home deposit. So back to this mastermind, a gathering of like-minded, like-hearted women who were all upgrading their business. It was like I had entered a new world, receiving both the practical how-to, but also the inner upgrades that I couldn't get from my partner, my lover, my friends, my family, despite having some beautiful people around me. And my biz peers told me that in that year, it was like my business took off like a rocket. My work was commanding so much more visibility. It was getting so much more potent, and I generally felt like I was really rocking my business in a way that no longer resembled anything, even loosely, like a hobby. And the effects are still rippling through me and my work to this day. They've become an essential foundation for ongoing exploration in my business and in my business's growth. And so after my own profound experience of a mastermind, I went to work for several years, building my offerings, building my team, building my business, and actualizing this freedom, ease, dream. And that looked like scaling my work hours back. Initially, I was working about 30 hours a week. These days, I estimate I do 15, sometimes upward to 20. It looked like bringing in a team. Right now, we're at 8 part-time staff, myself included. Looked up like building up our cash reserves so that I never had to cross my fingers and hope for a wage. And it looked like maternity leave while still actually receiving income and wages from my business. And so all the while, building on the upgrades that I received early on to create my own path as a successful entrepreneur. And honestly, I've still got further to go. I don't have it all sorted. I still discover new evasion strategies that my body and my mind has devised to keep me contained and keep me small. And honestly, I think I always will. But I keep devoting to meeting those opportunities and upgrading how I work through the practices of feminine leadership. So usually in the entrepreneurial world, if you go along to a mastermind, there's two things that you're going to get. The first is strategy, how-to steps. The second is a prescribed sequence of steps to replicate somebody else's, usually your mentor's, success. I call this the mini-me approach. It's really gross. But when we reverse that and when we think about a mastermind as a feminine leadership mastermind, what we're talking about is rooting our growth in the principles of a feminine economy. And this values achieving more by doing less. It values cyclic growth. It values calibrating our bodies before our doing. It values leading in socially just ways. Yes, we absolutely talk about our feelings in honest and in vulnerable ways. And yes, we tune into our bodies. We notice what needs to be addressed, what needs to be liberated. But we're not just sitting around in circle all day, burning candles and checking when Mercury's next going to be in retrograde. Because most importantly, we are here to actualize, to get some serious shit and success done. Put another way, in a feminine leadership mastermind, we use intuitive principles married with moving forward in a way that we manage our money, in the way that we plan our offerings, in the way that we create our projects, in the way that we actualize our success. So in this year just gone, I ran the 2019 Feminine Leadership Mastermind, and I asked a few of the babes from that group, when we were around halfway through our journey, I just asked them what they thought, what they felt about their experience. And I'll just share their words with you because I feel like it gives an important perspective into what actually happens inside a feminine leadership mastermind. So, quote, "What I've loved most has been the depth of learning and mentoring that I've experienced from both Jenna and the other ladies. The mastermind has helped me navigate challenges with greater ease, and it's given me next level motivation to really step into my leadership and run a successful and a sustainable business. Seriously, our calls are the highlight of my week, and knowing that I have a supportive circle of like-minded sisters is everything to me right now." End quote. And then another one, quote, "The content of the teaching calls has been so potent, timely, and exactly what I've wanted or needed to explore. I'm enrolling clients into the programs that I want to deliver." End quote. And I also really loved this third one, quote, "What I've loved most has been that it's been really supportive for my goal this year to step into being a leader myself. Having Jenna as a mentor gives a beautiful transmission. She's really great at showing her humanness, which is so very supportive when up-leveling myself. It's totally perfect to be a leader and a woman who is still having challenges and who is not afraid to share about them. That is so empowering. I learn so much every time we have a teaching call, and that's because Jenna has a unique way of dissecting and presenting hard facts combined with ancient body wisdom." End quote. So that's a little bit about what a feminine leadership mastermind is about. And if you'd like to find out more of these principles of feminine leadership that I keep alluding to and speaking to, then there's a free workshop that you can check out. The details of that are at jennaward.co/ease. That's jennaward.co/ease. And if you'd like to find out more about our next Feminine Leadership Mastermind, then enrollment is open at the moment and the details are at jennaward.co/mastermind. It's been so great chatting to you today. Thank you for joining this conversation. If you loved this episode and want to explore more like it, head over and subscribe on iTunes or jump across to jennaward.co/podcast. And we will lovingly hand deliver the best of the podcast as well as new episodes to your inbox each week.